Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for this year's first edition of the Preview Report. I'm John Schmuck. We're joined by Paul Dottino, and Paul, we finally get some live football.
We are back, John, and, well, maybe not better than ever, but we're going to see if the Giants are better than ever against Pittsburgh.
Hey, and let's hear from the offense first. Two of the Giants' quarterback on Saturday night will be Eli Manning and rookie Ryan Nassib. Both of them are excited to get out on the field and use some of the stuff they've done in practice against a live opponent.
Just, be able to run our offense efficiently, be able to run the ball, throw the ball well, make good decisions, make sure guys are in the right spot. So, obviously we've been practicing for a number of weeks and now go against a new defense, style defense, a 3-4 team. And so just make sure everybody's on the same page and, that we're effective and we're able to have some good drives.
Coming into a new offense and trying to learn a whole new system, I mean, there's going to be struggles every day, especially when you put in new stuff. So really just my main emphasis to work on this weekend is to for what the game plan is, to have that down, and then as we go on, continue to improve and as things expand.
Paul, how much do you expect Eli to play, and how much do you expect Nassib, Carr, and Painter to split the rest of the reps?
Well, John, Tom Coughlin said the other day that he believed his starters would go about a quarter. I think that's a little much, but I could understand where he's coming from. Does want to shake some of the rust off. I don't think Painter's going to play. I think it's a three-quarterback game against the Steelers. I think Carr's probably good for a quarter, maybe into the third, and then I think you'll see Nassib at some point during that third period.
Who else are you really looking forward to seeing on offense? I know I want to see second-year guys, Ruben Randall and David Wilson,
sure,
show what they've shown on the practice field in a real game. Who else are you looking at?
Well, I'm very curious to see how Brandon Myers fits in, because we've all seen how good he is in training camp, but of course it's a game situation, and how well will he fit in and know the plays? Eli Manning says he's very studious, but let's see him run those routes against the competition. The other thing that I think I'm really looking at is going to be along the offensive line. Brandon Mosley's going to get his first start, John. He was on IR last season. He's going to be at right guard because Chris Snee is coming back off of that hip injury, and James Brewer got dinged in the head. So Mosley's got a real chance here to show that he might be able to move up on the depth chart, maybe even to a number two spot if he has a good preseason.
No doubt about it. Let's swap over to the defensive side of the ball. One of the Giants' new additions this year was an old face. That's Aaron Ross, and he's very excited to be back in blue on the field on Saturday night.
It's a dream come true. I'm actually more excited that I'm back now than I was when I first got drafted here. I feel like I'm reborn again. All the guys accepting me with open arms. I'm like one of those lost brothers that finally came back home. And I mean, I'm having a blast this offseason. Well, not offseason anymore, this training camp.
Paul, the Giants with a lot of new additions on defense. Aaron Ross, Ryan Mundy should get a lot of playing time. Dan Connor at linebacker. There is a lot of competition right now on this defense. Guys are going to be out there trying to win jobs.
John, it had to be after the defensive effort the Giants put forth in 2012. And I think the one thing that they really concentrated on was getting numbers in here. Justin Tuck was just saying the other day about how he thinks on this defensive line, they've got so many guys here. He said, I think every one of these guys can make an NFL roster. And you can't always say that every year. And so the Giants are looking to use the numbers game to their advantage. Does it make it tough on the coaches to make their final cuts when you get to 53? Sure it does. But that's why every preseason snap takes on maximum importance.
And it cannot be stressed enough. Sometimes the NFL can be a complicated game. Schemes, plays here and there. You don't know who's running the right route. But here's the bottom line with these young guys. If you make a play in preseason, you get noticed. Ask Victor Cruz, who wasn't going to be on this team until he had a big preseason game against the New York Jets, and now look where he is. So if you go out there and make some plays, you could be on this team and maybe a star someday.
The bottom line is, with the new CBA from a couple of years ago, they're basically going through flag football at training camp, John. Let's not make any mistake about that. And so the only chance you really see for these guys to truly hit, per se, is in those preseason games. Coach says he's grading those film room study sessions very hard, but it's the preseason games where a guy can really make his mark and make a team.
Well, especially on defense, on the defensive line and linebacker, you mentioned the competition.
No hits.
You can't do anything in practice.
Can't do
if
it.
You want to show the coaches that, what can you do? It's got to be on Saturday night.
I was thinking maybe Coach could give me the ball as a running back, because the way they're not hitting at here, I might be able to get some yards.
Well, thanks a lot.
We got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Chuck. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.